What up, DCS podcasters? We are actually going to be doing a live podcast in Phoenix, Arizona on September 27th. That's Wednesday, September 27th. It's going to start at 6 p.m. I'm going to be DJing. We're going to be talking about mine and Dana's relationship. Anthony's going to be telling some jokes. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. It's going to be a party. So this Wednesday, September 27th, come out to Fate Brewing Company at 4445 North 7th Street. That's 4445 North 7th Street this Wednesday, September 27th at 6 p.m. See you guys then.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have a pretty good life. In fact, I have a great life. I have food. I have a roof over my head. Yet every day I find something to complain about. Let's talk about it on Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I had to call myself out 20 plus times yesterday. I made a conscious effort to not complain to my husband, DJ Automatic, over here about whatever it was that I felt like complaining about, whatever it was he was doing wrong or...
Nice.
What is the deal?
So that means you only complained like 20 times.
Only 20 times, Automatic.
Cut it in half.
Do you remember me kind of talking out loud, like, don't say that.
I do remember you being a little more quiet than you usually are.
It's because I just don't want to be the complainer when I know I have so many things to be happy about.
Yeah, right.
And you know?
And my driving's not that bad.
I'm not going to complain right now. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, that stance is interesting, though, because you get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, and it feels like you're behind on a lot of things. So it gives you a lot of reason to complain about when really there's nothing going on.
You know what? Especially when you think about where you were at one point, and then you really focus on where you are. Oh my gosh, there is absolutely nothing for me to complain about.
I've been trying to use this trick with myself about, hey, what if everything turned out great? Instead of always trying to say, oh my God, everything's falling apart. I can't believe this is going to happen. I always say, maybe if everything turned out great.
Does it work?
Not yet, but you have to realize I'm trying to retrain
my brain.
You
know that it took you this long to understand optimism.
Yes, and he said not yet, but he's working on it.
It's a process.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to kick it off with something that will stop all the complaining. National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Right, baby. Come together, world. Come together. You know what? Biden and Trump should sit down and have some pepperoni pizza, baby. Problem solved.
Surprisingly, Disneyland does a very good pepperoni pizza.
Oh, it's
shout
so
out
good.
To the mouse for doing
it's
what
so
you do.
Good.
We also got National String Cheese Day, which I'm a fan of string cheese, dog. It's a good little snackaroo. All right.
I mean, if it's a toddler around and I'm hungry, I'll take it. But other than that, from
it's
them.
It's not something I desire.
Yeah. Dude, you take a toddler's cheese string.
They don't even care. It's all over there on the side. They're not even paying attention.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Fried Rice Day.
Oh, my gosh. It's rice. It's fried. It's a goddamn meal.
Originally,
put some shrimp in there. Put some veggies. Let's go.
Hell yeah, dog. Originally started off as a way to use leftovers in the 6th century.
It's that old.
Let's go.
That old, dog. And they've never been hitting, bro. It's right up there with the bean and cheese.
It is.
It's up there, dog.
Yeah, it's the Chinese version of bean and cheese. Burritos. All right, so it is Hispanic Heritage Month. I want to talk about the movie Selena, which I watched on an airplane earlier this week. Released 26 years ago in 1997. Proved to be 94% true.
Oh.
I always wondered about the famous scene, Anything for Selena's.
Anything for Selena's.
Well, it really happened. It was confirmed by the cholas that tried to help pull the Dino's bus out of that ditch.
Okay.
So go watch the movie Selena.
Can you translate that sentence to somebody who doesn't know what cholos or dinos are?
Cholos are...
Mexican-American fellas.
Well, Mexican-American Chicano fellas dressed like a lot of people dress today. Very stylish. And the dinos are the band for Selena Quintanilla Perez.
There you have it.
The late, great Tejano Queen. Hey, go watch the movie. It's Hispanic Heritage Month. And I found myself tearing up again.
Aww.
And dancing along to the music.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, today's Crazy Crimes of Passion. We're going to talk about this couple that fell in love. Valerie McDaniel, she's a veterinarian. Leon Jacob, a surgeon. Sounds like two incredibly successful people, right? What could go wrong? Well, Valerie was in the middle of a custody battle with her ex. And Leon, who was this up-and-coming doctor, was facing charges of stalking his ex.
Mm.
So both of them had some issues, right? Since they didn't like their exes, they decided, why don't we murder them?
Oh.
I don't even know where you go to find a hitman.
I was going
to
say, how do you go from, I'm getting a divorce, I'm...
in love with somebody new.
And I'm just, you know what? Let's just get rid of him. Let's just murder him.
I don't know, Automatic, but they found Moatz Azeh, a decorated former U.S. Army soldier who pretended to be a hitman. He's an undercover officer. And Leon reached out to him and said, I would like you to not only murder my ex, but my new girlfriend's ex as well.
Damn, one for a little BOGO.
No, I wouldn't buy one, get one free. It was an additional $10,000 for the second person. Anyway, here is audio of Leon discussing the murders with the undercover cop.
Valerie wants to talk to you about what she wants to do with her ex-husband.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, and but Megan will be taken care of too this week?
Yeah.
I want that taken care of ASAP too.
No, we'll take care of it.
What really gets me is how cold this Leon guy is.
No He's regard so for life at all.
None automatic, just matter of fact. Like, hey, we want to kill her. We want to kill him. Calling them pieces of blank blank. But of course he does fear getting caught. And here he is telling the hitman, who is an undercover cop, hey, we got to keep this on the low.
I worry about this being in person stuff because I worry about that I'm being set up to get here too. But I got to trust you.
Okay, well, you need to understand, from my side, I'm worrying about being over the phone. That's how people get caught on the phone.
You know, the Leon Jacob guy, he was so worried about it that when the supposed hitman came to see him about the murder to pick up the money, he said, let me frisk you. And the cop was so smart. Remember, he's a decorated U.S. soldier. He picks his shirt up and pulls all the wire and tape up with it and turns around and says, bro, I'm not wired. I'm not a cop. Think fast, you know what I mean? Or get caught.
I mean, it's quick thinking, but this guy is also an idiot. It's like the guy clearly doesn't know what he's doing. He's never hired a hitman before.
Such a narcissist.
I don't think that's something people do every day, but yeah, like you said, he's a narcissist. He literally feels like he's untouchable.
He said during the interrogation that when all of this was wrapped up, Bradley Cooper was going to play him in a movie.
Oh.
Yeah, well, just wildness. So cops went to the extreme to make Leon and Valerie believe that the murders had been committed. They took photos of their exes
tied up
with pig blood all over them, fake bullet wounds. I want to be careful with the description because it is a lot, but I guess it was fake anyway, and showed them to Leon and to Valerie to prove that they were dead. Officers then went to Valerie and Leon's apartment and said, oh, this happened. Your exes are dead. And they were pretending to be shocked.
Mm.
And then cops were like, oh,
got him.
We're arresting you.
Man, the unsung hero here is the graphic designer for the intelligence community here that designed the fake blood and fake photos that he made.
It looked so real.
Yo, shout out to that Adobe Photoshop, dog.
I need to put them up right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Here's the moment police confront both Valerie and Leon. And Leon immediately tries to establish an alibi.
You were here all day with their daughter and we were watching movies.
Shortly after that, both Leon and Valerie were handcuffed, and watching that video of police hand Valerie and her exes, his name is Mac, hand the daughter to him, her face, because she thinks he's dead, remember? Her face just drops. Now, Valerie McDaniel did commit suicide later. She actually jumped out of the window in the building that she lived in. I think she knew she was going to prison for life. Leon Jacob is in prison right now. Jury of his peers found him guilty. He, of course, has appealed the life sentence that he was given.
And Bradley Cooper said he would never play him in a movie.
That's right, DJ Automatic. All right, if you want to check the photos, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to talk to you about Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's the oldest capital city in the country. It's like a little piece of Europe right in the middle of the United States. And recently, it made headlines because a bull moose wandered downtown to eat freshly roasted green chili.
Oh.
In case you
didn't
know.
Can you blame him?
That's what I'm saying. In case you didn't know, there's some really good green chili that comes out of New Mexico, and apparently the moose needed to graze on it. Now, they're also suspect, because it's breeding time, that he might have just wandered in to look for a girl moose, too. But I like the green chili
both?
Story better.
Why not both? Why can't
they
get, you know?
I see girl mooses downtown.
Get a piece of something and a piece of something.
Yeah, dude, a little green chili and a little moose knuckle, baby.
Well, speaking of moose knuckles, would either one of you want to be, well, not you, Dana, but Anthony, would you ever want to be a condom tester?
Yes. I think I do that all the time. I do that weekly.
Durex is hiring a bunch of people to test their brand new condoms.
Let's go, dude.
The only thing you have to do is be open and honest about the design of the new condom.
Oh, I could definitely do that. Just like Durex, though. They have like the Durex are the kind you usually get for free. So they need some upping on this right
so
now.
So their
too.
Sales are way down. So they're going to pay you $100 for your online review.
Wow.
I've never volunteered for prostitution, but I sound like I feel like that's what I'm doing right now, dog.
You're volunteering to be safe.
Yes, dude.
All right, be safe.
They say it feels better too.
I'm a lead scientist, y'all.
Well,
okay.
Hold on, that's a lie right there, isn't it? That condoms feel better?
I couldn't tell you, Dan. I've been married for over a decade to you, and so I haven't used one in a long time.
Good answer, there, husband. Good answer.
All right. Well, let's keep this steamy science going, and let's go out of this world because NASA has reported that no real life human has ever had sexy time in outer space.
Oh,
it's never been done at zero G. So now a British scientist is calling for somebody to step up and start doing a deed in zero gravity so therefore we can understand the results and what will happen when
it's
we go.
It's your day today, Anthony.
I know.
You're going to space. You're testing condoms.
But I'm just thinking bodily fluids. Where's it all
going?
Well,
that's one of the things is that in space.
It could get real messy. You gotta need that condom.
Well, nothing might not happen at all, though, because of the blood flow and the way it works in space, you might not be able to get erect, buddy. You might have a little ED in orbit.
One small step for real for mankind.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love being able to say Rihanna is a mom just like the rest of us. I'll explain what I'm talking about right now. And we got more stories. Of course, it's time for the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got Young Jock celebrating his birthday. Trayvon Diggs, Ellie Louisa, the YouTube star, and TikTok star Gabrielle Luton celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so I remember when Drake dropped that photo of Halle Berry getting slimed at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards back in the day to promote his new single, Slime You Out. You know, SZA's on the track. I love the song. I had no idea he had called Halle Berry to ask her, can I use this photo? She said no. He went ahead and bought the picture from Getty Images anyway. And she's like, why call me then? Why are you asking me?
It just
me?
Made too much sense.
What do you mean automatic?
The name of the song is called Slime Me Out, and she's getting covered in slime.
Then don't call her and ask.
I think she should be mad for being tied to that mediocre song.
I love that song, Anthony.
I'm with Anthony.
I'm sure you are.
I like Rappity Rack Drake.
I love open and vulnerable Drake.
I don't like ballad Drake. Nah.
I'm here for it, but it's just too much, dude.
I think For the Dogs is actually going to be For the Ladies. Mm. We shall see.
Hopefully not.
Baby. All right, now we're going to talk about my girl, Becky G. She is speaking on being Mexican-American and how difficult it is here in the U.S.
There's this saying in Spanish, ni de aquí, ni de allá. You're not from here, you're not from there. Entonces, ¿dónde me quedo? Like, where do I belong? Like, I am from here and from there. Sí, soy de aquí y de allá.
I think part of that struggle, that confusion, is that we don't know a lot about our history.
Yeah, which
and
is...
And so we fight amongst ourselves about it because we don't really know.
All that confusion, you're right, and we don't know, and that's the being on the wrong side of oppression for many years, too.
I think so, too, Anthony. You know what? We should do a podcast I really think we should do a podcast about our history. It's a lot, though.
My grandfather was a Brown Berets. Let me know how deep down you guys want to get about this.
Yeah,
dog.
Which way you really want to go? My mom was like part of the Raza movement, and so, yeah, you know.
I'm just sitting here with my white privilege.
You a fool for that. Alright, now we're gonna move on and we're gonna talk about Rihanna and her new baby boy Riot. Moms unite. She used to be so private. Now she's like, look at my kiddos. Aren't they beautiful? And they are. Her son RZA and her brand new baby boy Riot. I just think they're adorable and I love to see how happy she is. Her and ASAP and whole familia. It's so cute.
Yeah, her and Rocky look. Are they married yet? Are they gonna get married or?
Automatic, that's a question you need to ask ASAP Rocky. When we sit down and talk to him, are you going to put a ring on it, sir?
I mean, why wouldn't he? It's Rihanna. I mean,
thank you very much.
She's a billionaire.
Much.
She's beautiful. You have two children with her.
Are you going to marry her or what's going on, dude?
I'm taken.
You damn right he is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why is Beyonce in food news today? Here's a hint. She talked about it in one of her best songs, the restaurant that we'll be discussing today in Food News, okay? It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Mr. To Go Plate.
All right, so I want you to grab your cowboy hats like Drake does and Lil Duval does and everybody does because season 5 of Yellowstone is coming back.
Ooh.
And John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner, will be involved. Now, I'm not sure about the extent because he's going through contract negotiations. But Beth and Jamie and all that drama will be back for sure.
Plus, Kevin Costner's going through a real life divorce.
Yeah, well, I think that's what the main thing is, DJ Automatic. Kevin Costner is going through a very public divorce. And I think that's really why he was upset and didn't want to do too much with the, you know, season five, the last season of Yellowstone. But we do have a spinoff coming starring Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, right,
they're negotiating right now.
So yeah, that'll be the third spinoff from.
Yeah, I don't care how many spinoffs. We just got to keep this Dutton
saga. I'm interested
going
in that one. I'll just see the season five holds up to season one, two, and three. I thought the fourth one was kind of.
It got a little wacky in season four.
Yeah, it got
four.
A little too out there for me, dog.
You know, you're right. Like, kind of like the second to last season of Friends. Like, what are we doing here? Well, season five will be the end. So I think it will, you know, hopefully not disappoint any of us. And it drops in 2024.
Hello.
All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Red Lobster is giving away the chance to win endless shrimp for a year.
Yeah,
they're going to take 10 winners, and they're doing it through scratch-offs. They're calling them Scratch and See. It's going on till October 29th, but here's the best thing about it. You don't have to purchase anything. You just can go into Red Lobster and ask for a Scratch and See scratcher, and they're going to give you one.
It's hell like yeah, lottery dude. For shrimp.
Yes.
Dog, take your degenerate self to Red Lobster now.
No money. Not just walk in and say, give me my lottery shrimp ticket.
And some cheddar biscuits.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start by shouting out fried rice, y'all. It's National Fried Rice Day.
Shoot, please. Nope, that's
okay.
A meal.
All right.
I like shrimp fried rice.
Shrimp gets all the love, but fried rice don't get none. That's what we're doing.
Automatic put shrimp in his fried rice.
We also got National String Cheese Day, which I know nobody in here loves.
No
but
love
me.
For that.
I love string cheese, dog.
It's a toddler food, and I know you date a lot of single women, Anthony, so I'm sure you come across
just
a
like
lot
that,
of string
dog.
Cheese at their casa houses.
Speaking of mozzarella, it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Yeah. One of the most important days of the year.
Mm-hmm. Look, we all got that favorite, like, hometown local spot, but I want to talk about when you're traveling or you're driving somewhere. Where's the franchise that you know when you pull up, the pizza's always good?
Oh, I'm going to go with Domino's. I'm a big Domino's person. Yeah. Also, I'm a fan of what they've done with pizza delivery technology. They're the first company to give us the app tracker.
He's a spokesman for Domino's now?
Domino's
trying
when it comes
to get the, he's trying to be.
What a, yeah,
trying
I'm trying to
right
be,
now.
Dog.
You know what's interesting? I didn't used to like Domino's, but I have to co-sign with you. We had some recently at an office party. It was good. It was good. DJ
Shout
Automatic.
Out to Little Caesars for all the meals they gave me when I was broke.
That's
the
right.
Hot and ready.
Yep, $5.99.
Mm. Their breadsticks are so good. They have just a little bit of salted Parmesan on top.
Ooh, so good. The official pizza of in-between paychecks.
It really is.
I love you.
Mine is Pizza Hut. And I love pizza, but after that whole Little Caesars thing, I'm like, I don't know.
You are with this Little Caesars.
I don't know anymore.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In a Crazy Crimes of Passion story, you know how we do the true crime stories in under 5 minutes?
Yes.
There's this guy who's in prison for the rest of his life. Anyway, he was in the interrogation room, and he told the officers that Bradley Cooper would play him in a movie.
Definition of a narcissist.
Yeah, and Bradley Cooper was like, nah, not going to happen.
For Bradley Cooper.
But I started thinking, who would you want to play you in a Lifetime movie?
Because
Lifetime's like...
Why's it got to be Lifetime, Dana?
Because it's low budget, D-John. Let's be real, okay?
My life is a blockbuster,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not signing up for Lifetime.
Okay, automatic blockbuster. Who's playing you in a movie?
I'm going to have to go with Ben Affleck. I think he's a good actor.
Nice,
okay.
He can maybe even help write the script.
Hell yeah, dude.
And you know what? You both have big heads.
Oh,
big heads look good on camera.
Yeah, and good bodies, too. Like, structure, body type,
tall,
you guys are the same.
Good hair. Automatic.
All right, now, here, I don't need any chuckles or any pushback. This is my dream movie, so
Anthony,
shut the hell up.
Who do you want to play you in a movie?
My dog, Bruno Mars.
Oh!
Yeah, dude, Bruno Mars is going to step into the acting lane. It'll be a big gig for him.
Like, gig for him.
Yeah, for him. Everybody's like, oh my God, I finally get to see Bruno Mars betray Anthony Alvazar.
Why does that even just sound funny?
Come on, Bruno, I got an opportunity. What about you, Dana Cortez?
Selena Gomez.
Oh.
I would want Selena Gomez to play him in a movie. Number one, we're both Mexican-American women from small towns in Texas who still own and are proud of our heritage, but don't speak Spanish very well.
Oh, nice, you know, dude. That's a good
come
one.
On, no,
I got a more
ladies.
Fun game.
Okay,
let's
automatic.
Pick people that you should play.
Automatic, okay. I got yours.
Who should play Automatic then, Dana Cortez?
Husband of mine, I think Paul Rudd should play you in a movie.
Oh.
He's definitely over 20, but still looks goddamn
nice.
Good.
Yeah, nice, dude. That's dashing.
That's a good
everyone
one.
I love Paul Rudd, dog. All right.
Well, and I'm going to go with you then. I think you would be played by Michael Pena.
Nice. Dude.
Oh,
yes,
I love
dude.
That.
Yes. Michael Pena,
Anthony?
He's dreamy. He just did an astronaut movie.
Yes.
Makes sense. Next one,
okay.
He's going to tackle the biography of Anthony Alvazar.
Who's going to pick me?
Oh, here we go. Dana Cortez. I have two actresses for you because because your biopic is going to need like a young version and a, you know, a mature version.
Okay.
So for the young version,
I like how you didn't say old.
I love how you didn't say old.
My mama raised
He's
me
so
right.
Good.
My
so
mama
good.
Raised me right. I'm going to say Olivia Rodrigo. All right.
Oh,
for the young
okay.
Dana
okay.
Cortez.
Okay.
And okay. This one's easy. Anybody else who knows Dana knows what this is. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
come on, dude. J Lo, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I picked Ben Affleck. J Lo.
Oh. I didn't think of that, Anthony.
Hey, dude. I'm Matt Damon over here just in the corner.
Just with a better tan.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.